Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It took a lot of moments, a lot of hours to put together this plan. Valerie McDonald-Roberts is the co-chair of the Community Task Force on Police Reform. And early in the week, the announcement of what the plan is, and she joins us on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Valerie, good morning.
Good morning, you two.
Give us some idea of the genesis for this. How long a process has this been since people wanted some kind of meaningful police reform, and what were the end results?
Well, my inimitable co-chair, Dr. Quentin Bullock, had docked the time. It was a 3.5-month process. We can't even tell you how many hours were put in because there were weekly meetings that lasted two to two and a half hours plus subcommittees. But again, this was in response to the nationwide cry through Black Lives Matter that we need police reform. Basically, it was the George Floyd incident that was the trigger because it was the most egregious view of police brutality that does not happen often, but it does happen. And it was live and in living color before everyone's eyes. And it was a call to action that regardless of how you feel about your police force, that you must take a pause for the cause and assess where are you at in terms of police community relations and the transparency and accountability of the police force.
Now, the Community Task Force on Police Reform, the idea to reform the Pittsburgh police, is this report a consolidation of existing ideas or rules, or is this a mostly new effort, new direction?
This is a combination. It's a combination of existing efforts. We've had police reform throughout the years. In fact, in the mid-90s, the Department of Justice came in and to the city of Pittsburgh and enacted a consent decree whereby there would be monitoring of our police force, measures of accountability and reporting of data. So we've done this for quite a long time, since I believe 1997 or 1998. And through the years, City Council has made recommendations and proper legislation that has been enacted. The mayor himself has, as soon as he hit the ground running in 2014, enacted measures. But again, it was what the nation experienced that really caused everyone not to piecemeal what we'd like to see in terms of reform and proper policing, but a broader approach. So the mayor wanted a blueprint. And instead of him alone taking the bull by the horns, he had others from the community work with him in managing that bull. And basically the task force was a microcosm of the community. We are stakeholders from very diverse backgrounds. We had activists. We have activists on the task force as well as the corporate community. It runs the spectrum. And in addition to that, the task force members wanted to hear from different organizations, different members of the community. And we're talking about the faith-based community. We're talking about people who deal with children in the Pittsburgh public schools, in the policing therein, We're talking about the LGBTQIA plus community, gender equity. There was probably not a demographic that we had not talked with. And importantly for the general public, one of our first meetings was talking to the police. So we had Chief Schubert, Director Wendell Hisrich, and their staff to talk to us so that we could develop a baseline. Where are we at in the city of Pittsburgh? And where do we need to go? And we've also talked to retired police officers from the executive branch, who kind of like they're not handcuffed. They can speak quite freely. It was a very, very broad discussion.
One of the important
in developing this blueprint.
And Valerie, we're with Valerie McDonald Roberts, co-chair of the Community Task Force on Police Reform. Just curious, as in most things in life, the smaller people who are doing the things that are upsetting or evil or bad are a small minority, and most of the police do great work on a daily basis. Did they take this as offensive, and or did they, you know, feel like they were being picked on in some way, shape, or form? Or how did it go over with the police?
We don't know how it's going to go over amongst the general ranks. But in talking with Chief Schubert and in talking to other members of the of his administrative branch, some of the comments they made that, of course, there is a bit of demoralization, particularly because of what we see nationally, the protests that are here in Pittsburgh. In fact, it was commented to me that it's very difficult for the men and women who actually just want to keep the peace, that they love the community, they love the protesters that they're engaging with. They don't want any problems, but they just need to are trying to de-escalate and have order, and how to go about that while protesters are screaming at them because they're very angry. And it, you know, and sometimes I guess a police officer could take that personally. But I think that now that all is said and done, we can take a step back. I think the police have to respect the fact that groups of any individual's right to protest, particularly peacefully, and they should not be hurt in the process of that. And at the same time, I think now have realized that, wait a minute, we were able to protest peacefully on numerous days without really any problems. There were problems in East Liberty, Shadyside area. That was a bad situation where people got hurt. But again, I don't believe many police are all the time ready for protests. This is an exception to the rule of general policing. Again, I believe that, through the outcry of the general public, which was absolutely justified, our younger people, they were the fire under the feet that we needed, and I thank them for that. But it's time to move forward, and like, how are we going to move forward with making sure police work very productively with the community? I think there needs to be an understanding. One thing for Larry and Kevin, one thing that was a resounding thing throughout our report is de-escalation. It was collaboration with community and organizations that can help with the process, working with social workers and nonprofit entities. And it's also making sure that police, the Pittsburgh police go in trained with a guardian mentality. That is the theme of their policing. However, warrior mentality figures in because welcome to mankind. You know, people, it's like racial bias. Welcome to the population where people do have bias.
Valerie McDonald Roberts, co-chair of the Community Task Force on Police Reform. More to come. Appreciate you sharing the thoughts on this 47-page document. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for the time.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.